Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. And today's devotional will be from Psalm 34. Again, that is Psalm 34. Let me read that passage for us. This is the word of God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and delivers them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. The title of today's psalm is this: Of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, so that he drove him out and he went away. This might seem kind of like a random title of the psalm, but it actually points to the story behind why David wrote this particular psalm. And I think it's important to understand the backstory to see what kind of place David was coming from when he wrote this. So I'm going to try to summarize this story as best as I can, so please bear with me for a couple of minutes. So this psalm title is referring back to 1 Samuel chapter 21. And around this chapter, chapter 20 and chapter 21, this is when David is first beginning to flee from Israel, away from King Saul, who is out to kill David. King Saul was the first king of Israel, but ended up leading a very godless life that did not in any way live up to the standard of leading the people of God that the king of Israel was supposed to do. This leads to King Saul's demise and the slow rise of David. Up to this point in 1 Samuel, David is one of King Saul's generals who is quickly gaining a lot of fame because of his success that is granted to him by God because of David's faithfulness. And out of jealousy and fear of David, King Saul is now seeking to kill him, and David begins to flee. This brings us to 1 Samuel chapter 21, which today's psalm title is in reference to. At this point, David is completely heartbroken, confused, and filled with fear because he doesn't have any soldiers with him, no weapons or food. The first person he goes to seek refuge is this priest. And this priest, knowing David to be a well-known general, is confused because David is by himself, he's empty-handed, and he's seeking help from this priest. But because of the situation that he's in, running away from King Saul, David is filled with desperate fear and he begins to lie to the priest, saying that King Saul sent him on a secret assignment and ends up receiving help that way. David in this moment did not trust God and took matters into his own hands and lied to get what he needed. Later on in 1 Samuel 21, David flees to a Philistine city called Gath. This is enemy territory to Israel, and it's the land where Goliath is actually from, whom David defeated. It doesn't really make any sense that David is trying to seek help from this hostile city. But again, David is not trusting God in this moment, but he's acting out of fear of what's going on. David ends up approaching the king of Gath, but the king's servants quickly recognize David as David of Israel, aka the enemy. David ends up panicking, and in this moment, he decides to put up an act of being a madman in hopes that they'll let him go. He like scratches the walls and drools on his beard and puts up this whole performance in front of this Philistine king. Again, David is not trusting God, but takes matters into his own hands by trying to get out of the situation with his own wit. It's not written in 1 Samuel, but it's assumed that David is put into prison by the Philistines right after this incident. And this can be assumed because in another psalm, Psalm 56, it's titled, David When the Philistines Seized Him in Gath. And here, David begins to realize the utmost importance of trusting in the Lord. Previously, up to this point in his persecution from King Saul, David tried to figure things out by himself. He lied to the priest in order to take the things that he wanted. He went to an enemy king to ask for help. He put on this whole show of being a madman and was thrown into prison. But now that he's in prison, David begins to turn back to God. He wants to thank him and praise him and trust him again. And finally, now this brings us to today's passage, Psalm 34. This is after David escapes from the prison in Gath, and he sees how God carried him through all that's happened to him thus far. And he remembers God's goodness. This psalm is full of remembrance and relief. Verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Verse 3, O magnify the Lord with me. Verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Verse 8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. David also recalls the ways he fell away from God and relied on himself. Now, the times when he lied to the priest about his situation and he acted a fool in front of the king of Gath. And he warns not to do what he did. Verse 11 says, Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Verse 13, Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. David ends this psalm by reminding us that God hears and delivers the righteous, aka those who take refuge in God. Verse 15 and on says, The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Even after David's whole debacle with the priest and the madman act, God is still good. And when David called for help, God delivered him. It's very clear here that it is God who is good. God is the one who is faithful. God is the one who redeems. Going through Psalm 34 and also 1 Samuel 21, it reminded me a lot of just the past few weeks of our morning devos, which we're going through the book of Judges. The whole book shows that Israel is kind of a mess, and humanity at large to this day is a mess. But even still, God is the one who remains good, and he redeems those who call upon his name. And I think this was David's cry when he says, Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. We can taste and see that the Lord is good because there's a realization that we need him, that apart from him, we can do nothing. But with him, there is healing, redemption, and life. Let's pray. Lord, we are so grateful for the kind of God that you are, though we always seem to turn to ourselves in pride and selfishness. You still redeem those who call upon your name once again. I pray that we would less and less think about and rely upon ourselves, and more think about and rely upon you. God, you are the source of life, giver of all good things. From you, all good blessings flow. You are love itself. May we taste and see your goodness today. In Jesus Christ's precious name we pray. Amen.